There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Raptors Over Everything podcast. My name is Emmett Mann. Rate, review, and subscribe on YouTube. Like, subscribe there as well. Do so because we're talking to Marquese Noel today. How are you, man?
I'm good, man. Blessed. Thank you for having me on here.
Absolutely. Your story is amazing. Just right off the bat, tell me, what was the first conversation like with the Toronto Raptors? And was there like an inclination that you had that you could end up here?
The first conversation I had with the Toronto Raptors was at pre-draft, you know, where we had interviews with different teams. And, you know, I spoke to them in the room and they asked me a bunch of questions on, you know, my childhood and, you know, what I thought about basketball and how much do I love basketball and stuff like that. And it just really clicked right away, you know, and I seen how much, you know, they really loved me and how much they really, you know, wanted me to be a Raptor. And, you know, I didn't want to be anywhere else besides, you know, Toronto. So I'm glad I'm here.
No, that's cool. That's really good to hear. So I believe it was Darko who made the phone call to you. I saw the video that was going around. Amazing reaction. What was going through your mind when it became official that the Raptors chose you?
Man, it was a blessing, man. It was like a full circle moment. Because, you know, all the hard work that I put in, all the hours I spent in the gym by myself, you know, just to see that, you know, NBA team, you know, take a chance on me, you know, it was like a full circle moment. And let alone, it was a team that I wanted to go to, so and who took chances on smaller guards before me. So it was just a blessing for real.
Yeah, we're gonna get to that in a second. I saw on your IG, you posted a jersey swap, and you're wearing purple, and obviously Kansas State purple as well. Is that your favorite color?
I mean, I had a lot of success wearing purple, and a lot of good things happened to me, you know, when I wear purple. But I definitely like purple. Red is my favorite color. Purple is like second.
Purple and red. Yeah. Look at this. You weren't meant to be a Raptor.
Yeah, I guess so.
I was watching a pre-draft workout you did with the Pacers, and in that you had said that you want to make teams very aware that you can defend.
Yeah.
Right? And as a shorter player, how do you utilize angles and just pretty much just like getting into people, like getting into their stomach to make sure that they can't get by you, but also you got to play the angles as well. How do you balance that?
I mean, it's just effort. Defense comes down to effort and energy. You know, if you have more energy than a guy dribbling the ball, you pretty much will be able to guard him. And I just try to have, you know, more energy than a player in front of me. And I try to turn him. And, you know, I try to make his life, you know, miserable. And, you know, I have fun with doing it.
You have fun with it?
Yeah, I love playing defense,
man. Are you a shit disturber? Were you the kid at school and your brother too? We're going to get to your brother in a second too. But were you one that's kind of poking the bear?
I was actually a quiet kid. I'm like a quiet assassin.
You seem like a reserved fella.
I'm reserved off the court. But when I'm on the court, you know, it's just... Yeah. I want to take your eyes out.
I've looked at some interviews, and I see who you're following on IG. It's Trey Young. It's DJ Augustine. It's Kemba Walker. Is there like a fraternity amongst you guys? Because you all know it's a bit harder for you guys to make the league into last. But is there like a mutual respect on the grind that you guys are going through to get to where you want to be?
Nah, for sure. I mean, them guys, you know, play at this level, at the highest level. And, you know, I guess it's just their way of showing their love and their support and, you know, just trying to give back, you know, to the players, you know, younger than them. So I got to give shout-outs to Kemba, DJ Augustine, Muggsy Bowles, Isaiah Thomas, Jose Alvarado, and all those guys who took time out their day just to give me some tips and some clues on how to survive in the NBA and just how to stay here and, you know, make a huge impact. So shout-out to them guys.
Kyle Lowry, Fred VanVleet, it was funny when players tried to post them up because it just didn't work.
Yeah.
Do you have a similar feeling like, okay, this guy's going to try and do this again?
Yeah. I mean, you can tell when a guy is trying to post you up, you know, he gets real happy and real, you know, energetic. But, you know, I've been posted up my whole life, you know, and I've always been a smaller guy and a smaller guard. So I kind of know how to maneuver my way through a post up. So. You know, I take on a challenge. I like taking on a challenge of being posted up and being tested, you know, on defense.
Your brother, I was looking at some videos of him and also you leading into this, and there was a video that he talked about this time where you guys were in your room and he asked you, what do you want to be when you grow up? And you said, I want to be an NBA player. Yes. And you're a quote machine, bro. Like, your quotes are so inspirational. This one that I got here, let me find it. It's so good. I need to make sure I get it. I'd never break the promises that I made to myself. But that's exactly what you're doing.
That was a Drake line.
Yeah, was it?
Yeah, Drake said that.
Shout out Drake.
In a song. Shout out Drake. He said, I would never break the promises that I made to myself. And, you know, I just, you know, try to pride myself on, you know, accomplishing and, you know, withstanding, you know, a journey and for the outcome, you know. And that's what, you know, life is about. It's about a journey. It's about a marathon. And sticking through it, through the ups and downs. And if you make a promise to yourself, you know, try to keep it and try to hold it no matter, you know, what may come your way. So,
of these smaller guys, the fraternity that I mentioned, is there one person that your game resembles more than others? I feel like it's Kemba Walker.
Man, Kemba Walker was my favorite point guard growing up.
Yeah.
And then it kind of shifted into Kyrie Irving and Stephen Curry. But, you know, I feel like I play different than everybody else. You know, I'm a smaller guard. Normally, smaller guards are more pesky defenders and not, you know, offensive-minded. But I feel like I could do both. I feel like I could guard, I could defend, I could pass, I could shoot. And, you know, I just try to take every part of, you know, Kemba Walker's game, Stephen Curry's game, and put it into mind, shake it all in the box and, you know, see what I come up with. And, you know, that's what Marquise is.
You got a whole box of razzle-dazzle with your passes and your dimes. Is there one type of assist that is better than the rest? Is it a no look? Is it through the legs? Is it behind the back? Is there one that you're just like, ooh, that was nice?
Man, I love all my passes. I love passing the ball because it don't only make one person happy, but it makes two people happy. And you just know that, you know, when you get an assist that, you know, both players are happy. And I like to keep that energy, that connectivity, you know, on the court. And I love throwing lobs, bounce passes, behind the backs, you name it, you know. It's fun. It's all fun to me.
There's another quote I got here from Nipsey Hussle that you had said that you kind of gravitated towards. Now I can't find it. But essentially, it's like one of the biggest powers of a life is to inspire.
Oh, yeah. The greatest human act is to inspire.
Yeah. And I look at you, and there was some videos that were going around when you and Grady got to Toronto, and you were just filming people celebrating Grady.
Yeah.
And you were on the sideline to an extent. You're not on the sideline, obviously. Yeah. But it's like that humbleness and the joy you get out of seeing other people succeed, the people that you care about. Yeah. How does that parlay with your mentality of loving to see other guys score the ball?
Man, I love it, man. You know, with somebody's success doesn't make you a failure. So, you know, I try to celebrate everybody's success. I try to have fun with it. What Grady eats don't make me crap. So, you know, it just, you know, as long as people winning, I want to be happy for them because I want that same energy reciprocated when it's my turn.
Final question for you. In your two seasons where you had your best free throw percentage, it was
sophomore year and last year.
Yeah, you know what I was going to say. And also, that also correlated with your best three-point shooting seasons. Is there something there?
It's just intentional years, you know, hard-working years. You know, I wouldn't say that the years that I didn't shoot good, I didn't work hard, but you know, I was more intentional. I put a lot of work in, and I seemed to pay off. So now that I have that, you know, statistic, you know, I'm going to keep going on, you know, my habits that, you know, led me to those great years.
Well, all the best, man.
Appreciate it, man.
Rooting for you. I think everyone's rooting for you.
Appreciate it.
Expect great things. Marquise Noel, Toronto Raptors.
Yeah.
Height doesn't measure heart.
Heart over height.
Yeah.